Happy Sunday. I'm Jevy E. Banks with a look at your latest local news. The first cabinet meeting of July had a packed agenda. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
At their July 1st meeting, Cabinet confirmed approval for several supplemental funding requests dated between June 20th and June 29th, which will be reported to Parliament in accordance with the Public Management and Finance Act. The publicly available Cabinet minutes no longer include the amount of funds being requested. K-Man's leaders also confirmed the Legal Services Amendment of Section 24-5 order, the Legal Services Admission Qualifications order, and the Legal Services Professional Development Amendment regulations. K-Man's leaders gave a green light to the Cayman National Maritime Strategy 2025-2030, the Maritime Governance Restructuring Plan. They also dissolved the National Maritime Strategy and No. 3 Code Compliance Working Group and established the National Maritime Council, the National Maritime Steering Committee, and set up 5 operational subgroups. In terms of legislation, drafting instructions were approved to amend the Monetary Authorities Act, the Directors Registration and Licensing Act, the Companies Act, Limited Liabilities Companies Fees Regulations, and the Exempted Limited Partnership Regulations, the Bank and Trust Companies Act, Securities Investment Business Act, Mutual Funds Act, and the Companies Management Act. They also approved instructions to draft legislation, including any regulations and amendments to the Foundations Companies Act or the Companies Act. Finally, the Ministry of Planning, Land, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure was given the green light to conduct an additional review of the draft Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill and engage with the legislative drafting team to recommence work on it. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
To the courts, a local man has pled not guilty to multiple serious sexual offenses, charges involving a complainant who was a minor at the time. Ron O'Neill Gauntlet appeared before the Grand Court on Friday and entered not guilty pleas to 7 charges, including 3 counts of indecent assault, 1 count of incest, and 3 counts of rape. All of the charges relate to the same complainant. The court has imposed strict reporting restrictions to protect the identity of the complainant. Mr. Gauntlet is scheduled to stand trial for 5 days, beginning on the 16th of November. The mode of trial has not yet been determined. That decision is expected at a future case management hearing when the matter will be heard ahead of trial. Dalton Robinson has been charged with arson and wounding. Mr. Robinson remains in custody at HMP Northward and has not yet entered pleas to either charge. The case has now been transmitted to the Grand Court. The Summer Court has ordered that all legal papers be served on his counsel, and he's set to appear in the Grand Court on the 24th of July. 35 interns in the Cayman Islands Government Summer Internship Program have taken part in a professional development workshop aimed at helping them prepare for life after graduation. The workshop, themed Own Your Future, brought together presenters from both the public and private sectors to share advice on career development, leadership, and professional success. Participants received guidance on resume writing, interview skills, personal branding, and career opportunities available across a wide range of industries. The session was structured around 4 themes: explore, prepare, present, and lead. Former Deputy Governor Franz Manderson welcomed the interns, who form part of the program's second cohort for 2026. Government officials say the workshop reflects their continued commitment to helping Caymanians build the skills and confidence needed for future employment and leadership opportunities. An expanded STEM initiative is putting programmable robots in classrooms across the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Year 5 and Year 6 students at government primary schools in Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac are now using 220 new ProBots as part of an expanded STEM education program. The programmable floor robots help students learn coding by entering commands that control movement, distance, and direction to complete practical challenges. Department of Education Services Director Mark Ray says the initiative supports innovative teaching methods that promote critical thinking and problem solving. The robots are used across several subjects, including math and geography, and encourage collaboration, creativity, and resilience. Stephen Tawa says the hands-on activities help students develop confidence by working through problems and learning from their mistakes. The department says the program also exposes the students to future careers in fields like software development, engineering, data science, and statistics. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Finally, just three cruise ships are scheduled to visit Cayman this week. Monday is a free day. Disney Treasure is visiting on Tuesday with up to 3,400 people. The next visit is on Thursday with the arrival of two ships, Carnival Horizon and Celebrity Beyond. Combined, those ships have a 7,600 passenger capacity. No ships are expected for the rest of the week. You can find the full schedule online at caymanport.com. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy your Sunday and the week ahead.